It is coming up this weekend. Yeah, the Emerald Cup. Coming to the fairgrounds this very weekend, and we've got producer and founder of the Emerald Cup, Tim Blake, with us this morning. Good morning to you, Tim.
Good morning to you, too. Glad to be here.
I would imagine it's going to be a bigger and better festival this year, given what's happened in California.
It is. Every year, I think, how are we going to top ourselves? And with Prop 64 and then, of course, Mercs of the state legislation medical, it's bigger than ever, and we're expecting a record attendance for the weekend.
Well, I mean, this is no joke. Over 20,000 people showed up. It's billed as the Oscars of the cannabis industry. You're in the middle of the pot epicenter. Who comes to this event?
You know what? Everybody does. You got the farmers up here. It's been a traditional cannabis farmers event. But now that we're in Sonoma, you rub up against all the patients that want to come in there and mingle. We have, you know, two speaker stages and a workshop stage. We have all these panels going on, and then you've got the party, and then you've got the music. So you got everybody. You got people from all walks of life coming in to participate.
Well, prior to this year, I guess officially, Tim, it has been mostly the medical marijuana crowd that has shown up, or at least, as I say, officially shown up.
Yeah, it has, but that's changing. It'll never go back to, you know, the way it was. I've got, you know, a traditional family myself that have really steered clear of the stigmas and stuff, and now they're all coming in for their aches and pains and medicinal needs, and you're watching all kinds of people that were a little leery now that want to join in because it's sanctioned and it's legal. So we're going to have an expanding market, and almost every family in this state is going to have somebody using cannabis in it, even if it's just medicinally.
What do you think the effect will be on California passing legal marijuana on the this weekend's event?
Oh, this weekend's event, we're selling the show out. We've sold all of our booths out. We have an extra 50 booths. There's no doubt it's having a positive effect. You're seeing 30 to 40% of the cases in courts now being dropped because there's not going to be any juries that convict. So all that's going away. The lawsuits, the legal stuff, and people are just ready to celebrate and just figure out how to integrate cannabis into their lives because it's time to get over reefer madness and start realizing there's a lot of good benefits to this medicine.
Yeah, the times, they are a-changing, that's for sure. Now, Tim, for somebody who has never attended the Emerald Cup, tell us what to expect as you walk in the gates and throughout the festival.
Well, you're going to be comfortable. You're going to realize it's a really nice crowd. It's this really nice feel to it, very welcoming. People from out of state, you know, come in and comment how they feel very included in the whole family vibe. So, you know, there's never been a police altercation there. It's a very mellow event. You've got 30 organic food vendors, so you come in and you smell all this organic food. That's the largest gathering of organic food providers, I think, in the country. So you got all this wonderful food. You got a nice vibe there. All of our volunteers and everybody are happy to be there. You got all these speaker stages and workshop areas, so you've got people that are a little bit more educationally oriented in there. And then you got these stages for music where people are having a fun time. And then you get to the 215 area where you've got all the medical cannabis, and you got 200-plus vendors there, and people are getting goodie bags and samples, and it's just a wonderful party, and everybody's having a great time. So wherever you're at and whatever you're looking for, you can find it, and you'll feel comfortable.
Give me the scoop on Mean Gene of Laytonville. Is he as nice as everybody says he is?
He's the best. I'll tell you what. You bring up Mean Gene, that guy has won so many awards. He's not only one of the best growers up here and the best breeders, but Mean Gene is also one of the nicest guys I've ever met, and I couldn't be happier to see him win all these awards. And he's just an intuitive, incredible geneticist, and he keeps making the best strains.
Tim, let's do it this way. I loved how we wrapped up the interview last year, so let's do it again. I have the top 50 cannabis strains around, and I want to know which ones you've tried.
Wow.
All right?
Okay.
Here we go. You got this, Tim?
Yeah.
Bubblegum.
I tried that.
Okay. What about Skywalker OG?
Oh, sure. Everybody got the Skywalker.
God's Gift?
God's Gift, sure.
Chocolope?
Chocolope's one of the brands we have, yeah, in our genetics.
Oh. L.A. Confidential?
L.A. Confidential, been there for a long time.
White Rhino?
Oh, White Rhino, another one. You're bringing some old-school strains up.
Cheese? Have you tried cheese?
Oh, cheese, of course. Oh, yeah, okay. Now they got 50 varieties of cheese.
Alaskan Thunder, and it's a bad word.
Yeah, well, they changed that. Madagascar Mist and stuff. And boy, where'd you get these? These are like, you know, old school.
Listen, okay. Larry has done his research this morning, Tim.
And my last one, Granddaddy Purple.
Oh, yeah, Granddaddy Purple, of course, yeah. I thought you were going to give me the tough ones, but that was all the. Of course, you know, it is tough. If you're not my age, you might not remember most of those.
Well, that's quite the list and quite the response time, you guys. Good job. You talked a lot about the organic food vendors at the Emerald Cup. It seems to me that there ought to at least be a couple of I don't know, booths with Doritos, maybe some Hostess cupcakes, something like that, too.
No, we actually pay the fairgrounds $1.99 per attendee, paid attendee, to not have them have ho-hos or ding-dongs and that kind of stuff.
Wow.
So that we don't even put that out there. We're a completely organic cup. All of our competitions are, all of our decorations are, and I've held that line since we started the Emerald Cup. And now people have gone from thinking I was crazy to realizing, hey, you know what? Organic living is good for your kids and your family, and the environment, your dogs, your animals. And so that's the way we should all be living. And there's no reason in this country why everything isn't organic. So that's the way this cup is.
Sour diesel?
Oh, sour diesel is great. I love sour diesel.
This is going to continue through the week for us, I think, Tim. But as the Jeffersons would say, we're moving on up in the marijuana world, especially here in Sonoma County. Thank you very much for being a part of this show. Good success this weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. Sonoma's going to be the economic power base of cannabis for the rest of this century, and yeah. I'm happy to be part of it.
Happy to have you with us on the show, too. That's producer and founder of the Emerald Cup coming up this weekend at the fairgrounds, Tim Blake.